Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
Our key scripture comes this morning from Psalms 146, 1-10. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord of his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you this morning that we can lift our praise to you, Lord God. No matter what may be happening around us, inside of us, Lord God, we can make a choice to praise you, Lord God. And so, Father, this morning, every person in this place, Lord God, we turn our focus and our eyes to you this morning, Lord God. May you speak to us. May you have your way, reveal your word to each and every one of us this morning in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. And everybody says, amen. Before you take a seat, why don't you say g'day to someone, you know, next to you, behind you. Say hello to them. And so we're carrying on our series that we're going through, The Greatest Hits. And we're going through the genres or the themes in the book of Psalms, right? And so over the past couple of weeks, we have looked at the lament, right? The lament. Pastor Nelly spoke on this, and you know, which is like holy complaining towards God, right? Not at God, but towards God, right? And then last week, Pastor Nelly spoke about meditation. Meditation in the way of like filling our minds with the Word of God. And so today, I'm going to be looking at one of my personal favorites, right? One of my personal favorites, themes. And it's because, you know, when you hear it, it makes you want to stand up. It makes you want to shout. It makes you want to jump. It makes you want to dance, doesn't it? So anyone want to guess what it is? Praise. Everybody say praise. Yes, praise. And so the title of my message today is Praise the Lord. Everyone say praise the Lord. Okay, so question, have you ever been in those moments where you're driving around trying to find a car park and, you know, you're usually in a rush to get somewhere, and then as soon as you see those reverse lights come on the car that they're about to pull out, and you go, yes, are you like me, like, praise the Lord, right? You know that? Or what about, you know, I had this moment where I went to dinner one time and I met this couple there. And then at the end of the night, I went to pay for my meal for our family. And when I got there, they said, oh, your bill's been paid for. And me, I was like, oh my goodness, praise the Lord, right? Praise the Lord. You had those moments, right? You had those moments. And those are really cool moments, right? But can I just say that there's such a blessing. That's really cool, right? And there's nothing wrong with praising God in those moments. But sometimes that can be the full extent of our praise towards God. I'm talking to myself here. That can be the pinnacle of all that we do to praise God is in those moments. When only good things are happening to us. When the favor of God is happening to us, then we're praise the Lord, praise God, right? But when we're going through everyday life itself, praise doesn't come as easily and or frequently enough. Because we may be going through a season in our life where we may think that nothing good is happening to us, or there's no favor that is being shown to us. And so we don't praise the Lord because nothing is happening to me. Nothing good is happening to me in my own mind, in what I'm seeing. Right? But today we're going to take this journey towards what it looks like to praise God in the midst of our life. So let's begin with this. What is a psalm of praise? What is a psalm of praise? Okay. Psalm 146 that Easter read from this morning is a collection of five psalms. And they call these psalms the Hallelujah Psalms. The last five psalms of the book of Psalms, Psalms 146 to 150. And so there's a specific structure to the, for these psalms. They begin and end with the words, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some translations use the word hallelujah at the beginning. So hallelujah at the beginning and hallelujah at the end. And that's why they get that, the Hallelujah Psalms. The word hallelujah comes from two Hebrew words. Hallel, which means praise. And Yah, which is the shortened form of God's name, Yahweh. So hallelujah is praise God. Another important word that comes out of the word Hallel is the name Tehillah. Tehillah. Tehillah is also known as the Hebrew name for the book of Psalms. So Tehillah is a praise song. It's defined as a spontaneous instruction to bring forth light and celebration with songs, shouts, and holy noise. That sounds like a pretty good party, right? One of the first times that we find the word Tehillah in the Bible is when God delivers the Israelites out of Egypt. Remember, we did a deep dive into this in our last series, right? The Deeper Life. And so we looked at Moses' life and how he was leading God's people to the promised land. And in Exodus 15, we have this song of praise that the Israelites sing to God. Now, thinking about the Israelites, they have just witnessed with their own eyes the power of God. They had just walked through a corridor of ocean, and now that same corridor of ocean had collapsed onto their enemies, onto Pharaoh and his army. And I would imagine that there would have been some mixed emotions among the Israelites. There could have been some that were relieved, that there was a jubilation in them, right? Then others, there may have been some awkward silences. There may have been some that were in shock. My goodness, did that just really happen? We just walked through that same water and now it's all collapsed and our enemies are gone. And so the people of Israel are gathered together. Moses and everyone, they're all gathered around there. And they are remembering what God has just done. They're contemplating what had just unfolded. Then one by one, then tens, then hundreds, then thousands of voices begin to praise and give thanks to God. They begin to praise God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise the Lord. Right? So what does it mean to praise God, to praise the Lord? Praise isn't something that we just do on a Sunday when we gather with people. It isn't just a Sunday thing. Praise is more connected to our Monday to Saturday. It's an everyday thing, okay? We got to take it with us, praise, all right? In our daily busyness of going to work, in our daily busyness of loving and caring for our families, walking with our communities, walking in with our colleagues in our workplaces, we can praise God. We can highlight His greatness, His faithfulness everywhere we go. When we praise God, we're giving Him glory. His light that is within us, it shines back to Him, to Him. It's like we're saying, look, look, God, thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. It looks like a mess to me, but I thank you anyway for what you are doing in my life. I like how one person put it. They said this, praising God is the joyful telling and declaring of all that God has done. So when we are praising God, it often has aspects of thanksgiving as well. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Do you remember the last time you were thankful and grateful to God? Sometimes I question myself, man, when was the last time I said thank you to God? When was the last time I was grateful to God for what He has done? Psalm 100, verse 4 says this, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. We bring our praise to the Lord. We bring it and we choose to glorify Him. We choose to thank Him. We choose to adore Him. We choose to honor Him and obey Him in our everyday life. Praise is our genuine response to the goodness of God. And the goodness of God can look like this. Number one, He alone is worthy of our worship. Of all our worship. Amen? Psalms 148, verse 13 says this, let them praise the name of the Lord. Let them. Who's them? It's us. That's us. Let us praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. God alone is the one that we are to worship. God alone is the one that is to be lifted up. God alone is the one that is to be exalted. David Guzik says this, Yahweh deserves such praise from all things on earth because He alone is God. There is no other being that deserves the worship, honor, and praise that God deserves. Amen? No one else, nothing else. God alone. Number two, He alone is worthy of all our actions. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. In everything that we do, in action, we are to do it in the name of Jesus. You know, have you ever done something any time in your life, and after the fact, you think, man, that's not going to be good. Anyone else? Just me? Yeah? To do everything in the name of Jesus is to operate out of this place where we understand that everything we do says something about Jesus. Everything we do says something about Jesus, who you represent. Number three, He alone is worthy of all our words. Psalm 35, verse 28. Says, and my tongue shall declare your righteousness and your praise all day long. My tongue, your tongue, your mouth, my mouth. It's on us. We choose to declare the righteousness of God It's a choice that we have to make, and it has to come from us, from me, from you to God. Number four, He alone is worthy of all our hearts. Psalms 86, verse 12. I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. So when we praise God genuinely, we will praise Him because we know that He alone is worthy of all our worship, right? We know that He alone is worthy of all our words, all the things that we say and declare with our mouth. We know that He alone is worthy of all our actions, everything that we do. We know these things when we have settled them in our own hearts, in our own self. Then out of that abundance, out of that well, then we can praise God all the days of our life. And usually it can be easier in an environment like this, right, when we're gathered together. But the real challenge, the real opportunity to grow in our relationship with Jesus is when we praise God in our daily life. In those moments, when things aren't going to plan as we planned it, or when we're told of things that can shake the very foundations and the beliefs, values of our life. That is when praise is a sacrifice. Praise is a sacrifice. I remember in 2005, I remember this day very clearly. March of 2005, and I got this phone call from my sister saying that we needed to come to her work. This was back in New Zealand. We were back in New Zealand here in this time. And she's telling me and Helen we needed to come to her work because she had got news that my dad was sick and he was taken to hospital in Samoa. And so my parents, they had gone over to Samoa to celebrate my grandmother's unveiling, my dad's mum's unveiling. And so I remember driving there with my wife from the city to the hut. It's about a 20-minute drive. And I remember earnestly praying for my dad, trying to praise God in the midst of what was still unknown, right? It was still unknown. So I didn't know all the details. They said, you just need to come and we'll be here. And I remember when we got there, one of our pastors was there, and they pulled us into this room. And then she told us that Dad had passed away. Praise is a sacrifice. I love what Hebrews 13:15 says. It says, through Jesus, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. Even in the midst of hardships, unknowns, we're encouraged to bring a sacrifice of praise to God, giving thanks to Him through Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that in that moment of loss, that it was easy for me to praise God. It wasn't. It was tough. Yes, there was hurt. Yes, there was questions. Yes, there was frustrations. Yes, there was a whole heap of things in my head that I could not articulate into words. There was like confusion. And the hardest part was because they were over there and we were here. Because there was this deep grief and pain that I was experiencing in that moment. But I remembered praying these words, God, help me. Help me, God, to praise you. That was it. That's all I knew. That's all I could say. Help me to praise you through this. That was my sacrifice of praise. And I know that a lot of, every person in here has gone through some point of loss in your own personal life. And it is tough. It is the hardest time to set our eyes on God and praise God in the midst of that. It ain't easy. But I know that there is a God who loves us so much that he wants his children to call out to him in whatever way that they may look like. It may look ugly and snotty and crying, whatever it is, but God's just saying, I'm here for you, son. I'm here for you, daughter. Praise is a sacrifice. So when we praise God in the midst of our hurt, in the midst of our hardships, in the midst of loss, in the midst of uncertainty, he reminds us of his goodness and his faithfulness to us in the past. I had to do that. You know, I don't know about you, but a lot of the times when I get that news of loss of someone, my mind just automatically goes, man, I remember when we did that. I remember when my dad took me here. I remember all the things that dad, you begin to remember the things that, the good things that you did with these loved ones, right? Because we're trying to encourage ourselves in the Lord. God's, the Spirit of God is reminding you, this is what I've done in the past. This is one moment in time. Yes, you're going to be without them. Yes, you're going to miss them physically being there. But I gifted you with this. I gifted you with this time that you had with them. Praising God in those moments. Psalm 42 shows us this back and forth struggle of the sacrifice of praise. And the psalmist in here has this great agony because of the things that he is walking through in his daily life. The troubles, the challenges that he's going through as part of his life. And there are these moments when he feels like he's forsaken by God. But instead of turning away from God, he chooses to remember God's goodness. He chooses to remember God's goodness to him. In verses 3-4, it says, day and night, I have only tears for food. While my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy, giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Verse 5, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember. Everyone say, I will remember. There is this struggle, this tension within the heart and mind of the psalmist. And this can be the same struggle and tensions that we go through in our daily lives. Whether it's bills, whether it's relationships, whether it's our job, whether it's our house, our whatever is going on in our family, those are the things that take up the space in our mind and in our emotions. And then we get to a point that we start to ask God questions. Why is this happening, God? Why is my heart so sad? Why am I deeply discouraged? Why isn't this working out the way that it is? Why is there this tension between me and my wife in our marriage? Why is my son, why is behaving like this? Why is he speaking like this? Why is my daughter not doing this? And these are the things that we're going through, the emotions, the thoughts. And when we're so fixated on those things in front of us. But when we remember, when he remembers, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. My Savior and my God, I will remember you. I think that one of the biggest challenges for us as we're walking through life is remembering the goodness of God. So I want to give us five truths to help us remember why we praise God in all seasons of our life. Okay, first one. Praise the Lord who is creator. Everyone say creator. Yes, in verse 6 of our reading today, it said, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. When we hear this, it should take our mind back to creation, to where it all began, where it all started. God was there in the beginning. In the beginning, God created. Genesis 1:1, right? God was there in the beginning. He created it all. He created us to be in fellowship with him. When we trust in the Lord as the creator of all things, then we realize that he has the power to help us. He has the power to change us. He has the power to deliver us. That is our God. Number two, praise the Lord who is faithful. Everyone say faithful. In verse 6, it says, who keeps faith forever. Who keeps faith forever. You know, we as people, I don't know about you, but sometimes me, all right? I don't keep my promises sometimes. I am shocking at that. But you know what that's revealed about me? I'm human. And we're all humans. We make mistakes. We get it wrong, right? We fail at times. That's part of our human nature. But there is a God who is faithful forever. There is a God who keeps all his promises, right? And he says to trust in me today. Trust in me. That is our God. Number three, praise the Lord who is provider, who gives food to the hungry. Okay, in verse 7 it says, who gives food to the hungry. Okay, so we see many examples of God as provider throughout the scriptures. You know, you think of Abraham, right? When he was about to sacrifice Isaac in Genesis 22. He's about to drop the knife on his one and only son, the promised son. And the angel of the Lord calls out, whoa, stop, Abraham, I got you, man. Turn behind you, there's a ram. Sacrifice the ram instead. Another example is in Exodus 16, the Israelites in the desert, right? God provided for the Israelites in the desert. He gave them manna in the morning and quail in the evenings, right? And then in 1 Kings 17, Elijah in the desert. Elijah was fed by ravens. Ravens brought food to Elijah in the desert. And then we think about when Jesus fed the 5,000 on 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Wow. That couldn't feed a Samoan family, but it fed 5,000 people. God's provision. God's provision. God cares for those who are in need. He cares for us. He cares for our needs. Amen? Number four, praise the Lord who is our protector. Okay, in verse 7 it says, who executes justice for the oppressed. Social justice is high on God's priority list. Amen? God himself speaks of it in Isaiah 61. Says this, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. This is where we get to see the heart behind the covenant. The Lord makes it clear that he hates robbery and wrongdoing, but he loves justice. Justice means doing what's morally right based on God's standard. God alone is good and right, and justice is one of his character qualities. Amen? So the last one. So our last one here. Praise the Lord who is liberator. Amen? Who is liberator. In verse 7, the Lord sets the prisoners free. God cares for those who are in need. He cares for those who are in need. For the hungry, he provides food. For the prisoners, he provides freedom. In all this, we see a God of power, a God of holiness, and a God of love. Amen? This is a God who can be trusted with complete confidence. Remember at the beginning of my message today, I said that sometimes the full extent of our praise to God is when only good things are happening to us, right? When favor is being shown to us, then it's praise the Lord. But I want to encourage us all with this thought. God is so much bigger than a car park. God is so much bigger than a free meal. God is so much bigger than what we want for ourselves, right? He's so much bigger than that, okay? God is so much bigger than just what happens to us. He wants to remind us about, firstly, what he has done, what he has already done. He gave his son, Jesus Christ, for us, right? For us, for salvation, so that we could have eternity with him, spend eternity with him. What God has done in the past, he can surely, certainly do it again today. So whatever we are going through today, whatever we are walking through today, as a young person, as an adult, as a parent, as a single person, whatever you're going through today, God's got you. If you want to put your God into God, right? God's got you. Secondly, he wants to remind us about what he is doing around us, in us, and through us. God is working around us, in us, and through us. That's how big our God is. He knows our beginning from the end and every single detail in between. And when we begin to understand that, then our praising of God will go to another level, no matter what season in life that we may be walking through. I want to take a time for us. Thought it would be a good time for us to apply some praise for us this morning. The word of God is spoken, however it's speaking to you right now, however the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you right now. I'm just sensing that in the next 2 to 3 minutes, we just want to take the next 2 to 3 minutes just to sit. And these truths that we see here, praising the Lord who is creator, praising the Lord who is faithful, provider, predictor, and liberator, I want to encourage you, take the next 2 to 3 minutes with the person next to you or into groups of threes, max, and I want you to praise God in with your mouth. You yourself. You can choose any one of these. If you want to praise God for being creator in your life, praise him in that way and just praise him with a brother or a sister around you. Is that okay? And this is, for me, I think this is important in terms of, man, this is a practice that we need to do every day of our lives. Finding those moments. And it can begin with 2 to 3 minutes of just sitting before God, praising him for what he is doing. Whether it's providing for you, whether it's protecting you, whether he's liberating you, right? It takes some time just to do that. Honor God. Adore him for what he is doing. Is that okay? Okay, let me pray and then we'll break into those groups and then we'll have our team come up and we can respond together and worship. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for the reminder, Lord God, that you are creator. You are the author and finisher of our faith. And so today, Lord God, we give you thanks. We give you our praise, Lord God, today. And Lord, I know that there can be times where we forget or we just don't even think about praising you when we're going through life, Lord God. But Lord, we ask that you would help us. Help us never forget what you have done in the past, where you have brought us from, Lord God, And we thank you that you are our constant that is always there, Lord God. You're always there with us. And so today, Lord God, as we set our hearts and minds on you, Lord God, may you be honored through our praise to you this day, Lord God. This day, in this moment, may we worship you as creator. May we worship you as faithful. May we worship you as provider, as protector, as liberator, Lord God. We worship you this morning. We praise your name, Lord God. In the midst of what each and every one of us are going through, you know our unique situations, Lord God. And so right now, Father, we want to take this moment to praise your name. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name. So take some time to pray together, right? Declare the goodness of God with two or three people around you. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.